Behind Closed Doors. I'm your host, Nico Griffith, and I right now, and I say this every time because I have to choose to be outside, okay? And this is, sorry, my phone opened up to the video I just posted, which if you have not as yet, you can just, you know, follow me on, somebody just came out a second, sorry. You can just follow me on Instagram. Let me double check if this is recording because I'll be so mad. Okay, I think it is. Instagram, TikTok. Only those two because I really don't post nowhere else, to be quite honest with you. This was like a spirit of the moment type thing. Well, I thought about it last night and then I was like, let me go somewhere today. Then I woke up today, started to cry. Things have just not been going how I planned it to. And when you listen to that the first time, you're like, oh yeah, of course. But then you think about it some more, it's like, girl, life don't go how you plan it to. You can plan, and then it's like, God, universe, whoever you call to, is like, psych. You thought, and that's where I'm at with it. I've been planning for so long to the point where it's like, why are you planning? You know that these things, I have greater plans for you. You know, the things that you plan don't work out because you're asking for too little. And I feel like, on one hand, I think that way, but on the next hand, it's hard to think that way because the things that I dreamt about were the things that I needed right now. And then, like, when you say, oh, you believe that you're just asking for too little, and it's like, wow, am I capable of getting more than this? Like, more than I wish for? And more than I dreamed? You have to believe yourself that you can get it, you know? And I think that's where I am right now. It's like believing that the things that I want, plus more, is actually for me. Things are biting me. And it's hard because in the interim, or like in between time, things are not going how I planned it to. So now I'm like, damn, am I a failure? Should I have done something differently? Like, is it my fault? And it's not my fault because I did all the things that I needed to do to prepare, and it just so happened that it didn't work out. And I feel like, what do I feel? I don't know, I feel like because I made such a detailed plan and I did all the steps that I needed to like help that plan, the reason why it didn't work out is because there was something more. And I don't know, that's just hard for me to accept right now. And it's so funny because I did a talk in July. It was about rest, and this one participant who came, he kept on saying, like, acceptance is a thing that's like key to whatever you're going through. And at first I was like, oh, like, I'm listening to what you're saying, but I'm like hearing what you're saying. And he explained it some more, and I was like, okay, I get it. You have to, in order for anything to, or in order for you to be at ease with what's going on right now, you have to have some level of acceptance. And, you know, acceptance is both regards, like accepting something that's going well in your life and then accepting something that's not going well in your life. And through that power of acceptance, you're able to enjoy or handle what is happening around your friends and family. And at least that's how I perceive it to be. this instant. By me accepting where I am right now, it's like, it helps. It helps in my development of me. It helps in the plan, or not my plans, but like the plans that are supposed to happen. But it's hard. It's hard to be in between time and in that interim, because then it's like, ugh. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to be like learning things in this time or what. But the emotions are really giving me rose-colored thoughts, rose-colored lenses. I don't know how to say it, but it's just making me see things differently. My mind completely like forgot what I was talking about. Oh my god, that's wild. It's crazy. And I just, one thing I really wish that there was more resources for individuals who are international students, because man, oh man, oh man. So let me just, I just feel like I've been seeing it, and I don't know if I am coming off as like, oh, why is she repeating this? But man, do I want to let y'all know what it's like. So, and I think I touched on this on my blog. Oh, shameless plug. So I created a website last night. And it's cute if I do say so myself, you know, did it for myself. You know, a little 1212. So that's on my Instagram bio. And you can check that out. Let me know. I wrote a blog, which I'm kind of putting some time into what I'm just saying. But, right, as an internet, I nearly forgot that thought too. That's wild. As an international person, let me just tell y'all. So, as an international person, of course we know that we don't have the same rights as privileges as people who are born in the US, right? So we're already starting off a little rocky, a little shaky right there. But you know, you come up, you go to undergrad, you know, you're living life. Things might be hard, but like, you're in that little like euphoric scene that is being in undergrad, you know. Times are still rough, but you know, times are nice. It's nice. These mosquitoes, oh my gosh. Ooh, child. But yeah, so you have the ability to work on campus, which I think in most undergrads, they kind of make it more accessible for like undergrad international students. So it might be a little bit easier for you to get a job. You have mainly that as your choice to work on campus, but if you can justify why you need to have like more income coming in, then you can apply for CPT. I've never applied for CPT undergrad, so I don't know how that works. But then, I went to, who's recording with this? I went to postgrad, so this is like master's degree, and that just became like 10 times more difficult when it when you start thinking about like income. And I don't know if this is just for Howard maybe, but there was definitely no experiences or jobs that I saw that I could apply to as a master's student. I talked to faculty, nobody can lead me in the right direction. I applied on some of the websites that the school had, nothing came about that. So then I had to start looking for employment outside of school. That of course did not go well, because least from my personal experience, employers really don't like to hire international people. I'm just like, what is going on? Like, what are we doing, baby? What are we really doing? So I was asking friends if they knew people who would hire me. I talked to this one friend, she put me on, and I think within that week I had a job. But I ran into the issue of not being able to afford to get the job. And mind you, this is like when I had to be paying rent, paying bills, and I think at that time I had a car, so I was paying car insurance as well. So the bills are piling up, but my money is not stacking up. See, of course I'm running into some issues there. So then I had to ask my friend, which I'm very grateful for, to get a ride with her. So I was, you know, taking a ride. And at first we had different schedules. I think I had weekends, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But then I talked to my boss, and I don't know how I was able to get to switch, but I switched and was able to work the same time as her. So it made it like I got a job to work, and then I got a job to work, I got a job close by her, and then I'll take the bus from her to me. And then after that, I think a month after, I got like a little put, you know, did what I had to do. And then I started paying for car insurance. And that was cool, but eventually that became difficult in itself. And I went to quit, but of course, running back to the same problems, not getting hired. So I had to stick that out, because why? In order for us to work off campus, the job has to be tied to your major, and you have to prove that. So, if I'm not getting employment from jobs within my field, I can't take the employment. So I'm stuck in a hard place. I'm like, okay, it's only 2 years I'm gonna be here. Oh no, I said I'm gonna give myself a year, and within that year I'm going to be finding a job that I can switch over to, because you're not catching me here at the end of the year. So, you know, I'm working, but I'm still trying to find jobs, taking interviews, not getting it. And all this time, I want to say jealousy, but it doesn't, like, capture how I felt. It was, like, in that moment, I felt what it felt to be an other in that regard. Because, of course, you know, but in that regard, in terms of nationality, like, I've always felt it when I first came up here, but that was like the moment that really made me feel like, wow, I don't have rights here. Like, I am just here to like fill this economic thing, and then after that it's like, oh, we're not gonna help you get anything or help you with any resources. So that happens, and you know, I'm feeling those feelings, trying to go through school, trying to, you know, stack that money up. I'm trying to support myself, and it's just like at that point it started to become very difficult, because like I really wanted to change and I wanted things to be different, and I was putting in the work, but it wasn't happening. And through that thing not happening, I think that's where I felt one of my lowest moments. And I tried to talk about it to people, and I tried to like tell faculty, and like on one point they would understand, but nobody was like understanding. And not being able to, or not being seen, because people aren't really understanding, and that's like no fault of their own, it's just they aren't able to have that first-hand experience. I started to also feel very lonely, like who can I actually talk to about this? So then graduation happens, and that exact feeling was like multiplied by 10, because now we're talking about your ability to stay in the States. And while I love where I'm from, I love where I'm from, I just know right now I don't want to be home as yet. I just want to experience, like, be a child of outside. What I mean by outside, I mean the world. Like, let me live in some places for a little bit. And this is the place I want to live in for a little bit, and then go somewhere else. But it just feels like, even that, even just wanting to live somewhere, for whatever reason, is hard. Like, when I talk to my friends and I tell them, yeah, I have to get a job, but the job has to be related to my field, I can see that, like, not being able to understand why. And then that makes me feel like if I'm... Oh, this is so cute. Like, I'm... I don't know, being annoying, saying it and explaining it. But yeah, that was such a long tangent just for me to explain why it is and how I've been feeling, because being an international student, I guess I need to get that off my chest, not gonna lie. So yeah, that's where I'm at with it right now, and that's why, and I think I said this in the beginning, that's why I was crying. I think that's why this tangent was a tangent. I was explaining that. And that's why I was crying this morning and last night. Because it's like, damn girl, you are really fighting. Like, you are fighting to be up here. And then I start thinking, is it really meant to be? Is this a dream that I've always thought about? Like, I'm putting in the work, but it doesn't seem like if the work is being shown. And then it's like, is this something I should give up because things aren't working how I thought it was supposed to work? And at what point do you, like, release a dream that you had? I was talking to one of my friends about this, and I don't know if he ever came to, like, a, oh yeah, that must be a type of thing, but he was telling me the exact same thing. He wanted to go home, so he's in Canada right now, and I remember him saying at the beginning of the year that he wanted to go home, and he went home for a little bit, and when I was talking to him, he was saying that, what was he saying, boy? I think he realized that going home right now wasn't, like, what he needed to do. And then he was saying the exact same thing, like, how do you know if this is the time to, like, give up? Because you never know if that one little push that you do in this circumstance would be the thing that helps you stay there. So then I think, like, if I quit right now, what would happen? And is that fair too, that also keeps me here, that, like, doesn't make me want to leave? Because it's like, if I jump, where am I gonna land? But nobody ever knows where they're gonna land. Even when you do skydiving. I've never done it, but from the videos I've seen, it doesn't look like they have a general idea of where they're gonna, like, drop to, but they don't know exactly where they're gonna land. I don't know where I'm going to land. And I think about, Hannifer, or should I say Hanifa? Sorry, I'm trying to change the pronunciation of my name. I think about young Hanifa and I'm like, wow, she jumped. And she jumped, like, she jumped. And I wonder what's different between... Damn, mosquitoes are biting. And, like, what's the difference between her and me? Oh my gosh, these things are biting me. Damn. Like, what makes it different?
Do you smell that?
Or what is different between both of us? Is it that she has more, more of a will? I don't know what's different, but something is surely different. And I wonder how to, like, get back to that instant. It's like she did what she needed to get done. Yeah, I think it's maybe that. I feel like she was more fearless. She was a little bit delulu, I'm not gonna lie to you. I think she was kind of delulu. Man, she was, oh my god, she really pushed, man. Wow, and it's really because of how I'm here. So I thank her for that. I really do. She really did that. But I also feel like in that space of time too, the version that I am right now, she still has those aspects. She does. But it feels a little less. And I wonder what caused that. I wonder if it was like through trying something new and not exceeding how I thought I was, that kind of like depleted my like self-esteem just a little bit. I don't know. I wonder how I lost that little spark in me. You know what I think it is too? I think it's because the younger version of me really had like a plan. And I got the steps that I needed to get to that plan. But then things happened. And I had to change the direction in which I was going to, from. And because I didn't have a big-ish plan for that, it felt weird. Felt like uncharted territory that I had to make up for myself.
Well, right. That's right. I agree. I mean, again, it's your call. I feel totally good about
it. Like, I've never seen anybody in my family try to live. Or like live outside the US. That's what I should say. I don't know why I stopped. Lived outside the US. Like, we're all at home. Well, actually, my brother. So I guess I do have like a representation. I do. I don't think it's like the representation that I guess, need to see. Because it's different. Of course he moved, but he's also like US born, so he isn't able to like understand that part of it. Well, I feel like I have to journal about that. Like, what is different from Hanifa in the past and Hanifa right now? Like, as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, damn, what is that thing that really is like separating us a little bit? I need to show you all this. I've been playing with this. So if you watch the video, and I'm always looking down, one, I'm nervous. So ease me up a little bit. But also, look at this. Look how cute that is. Can you see that?
Yeah, thanks. See you later.
Is it zooming in? Don't focus on me.
Sorry, I saw that you were recording audio.
It's okay. Oh yeah, audio and video.
I'm done now, so it's all yours.
It's
what
okay.
What are you making?
It's just my podcast.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm
Hanifa.
Hanifa?
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. You want a water or anything?
Ooh, yes, please.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I got kind of nervous because I was like, damn, are they watching me? Because I realized that you're like in there.
Oh, do whatever you want. This is like here for people to hang out in.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, hang out here all day if you want.
Okay.
We also have bug spray inside. The mosquitoes
okay, yeah,
are a little bit out, you know?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Yeah, it's just in the hallway, like on the left there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay,
so do you work here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Are you making a podcast about BFC or just like stuff in general?
Stuff in general. So like the
cool.
aim of it is to bring conversations that we don't normally have, like whether that's mental health or like, you know, things that we don't talk about to
yeah.
the forefront.
Yeah.
So I'm doing like interviews with like friends or like strangers or whoever wants to be on it.
Oh,
and then
cool.
I'm not like trying to do like me alone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying something different. But yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, we'll grab your water.
Okay.
You can do what you did. We'll
thank
say,
you.
No, nobody else comes back.
No, it's okay. Oh my god. Wow. I got nervous once again. Damn. Maybe he heard me. Yikes, if he did. Sometimes I think I'm whispering and I'm like, girl, you are shouting. Hello? Hello? Okay, let's double check. Yeah, I think that's. Ooh, thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right.
He was kind of cute, not gonna lie. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I think that's something I need to journal next about. It's like, what is the difference between who I was then and who I am now, and not necessarily to get back to who she is, but like. Because I don't think we're ever supposed to be back to who we are. Because, you know, growth is always happening. Growth is always happening. So it's like. How can I expect myself to go back to that person? It's like. I'm Aang, if you really think about it. If you really think about it, I'm Aang. Because you know like how Aang had Roku, oh my gosh, I just had her name. Roku, no way, Jose. Yeah, we are. We ain't gonna let that one slide. Okay, let me see. Oh my gosh, Kiyoshi, oh my gosh, damn. That was gonna be wild. Yeah, so I'm Aang, if you really think about it. So, well, I think we're all Aang, let's think about it. So, you know how Aang has Roku, Kiyoshi, or the Avatar, reincarnations. There's Roku, Kiyoshi, Aang, Korra, and then whoever else, because you know they're gonna bring it back. Filming it. Each person, they were their own separate person, but of course sharing, like, you know, well, no, they were the same person, just in different bodies. And Aang was the third one that we know of. He was the third one, he or she. I'm just explaining the story. Y'all don't need all that. But Aang was between Korra and Roku and Kiyoshi. And at times, he needed to go back to who he was
to learn lessons to move forward. And I think that's where I need to be, is like to understand that past me did what she needed to do to get here, and in order for us to go forward, we just have to learn and take whatever we liked from what they were doing and the passions that they had, and then try to move forward with that. So I think that's why I need to journal. I need to see and learn the patterns that got me here. And then I think about it with, oh my gosh, I think my friend Wongun posted it in her stories, I think it is. And it was like saying, what did it say? We enter into this world and we have to know that we have everything that we need to survive. Like, we are more than capable. We didn't come here 90%. We didn't come here 80%. We didn't come here 70%. We came here 100%. And that's what I need to understand. I've survived so many things. And how can I not right now say that everything that I have is right inside of me? I might just have to rearrange the ingredients a little bit, you know? I might have to put a little more of this, tablespoon of that. And, you know, like, really get into it. But everything I have is right in me. So everything I want to be is in me too. I just have to put in a little more. Here and there, in what I already have. So, wow, I needed to hear that, and I think I needed to hear that from myself. Which is so wild, it goes back to the conversation I was having with one of my friends, Angie, and I was telling her, like, I'm longing for, like, physical touch. Ugh, I'm longing for that, and she was like, what did she say? Oh, she asked me, what does it look like to feel desperate? Because I was telling her, like, I don't want to chase people because I don't want to seem desperate. And she was like, well, what is desperate? What does that look like for you? And let me see, I can read what I said to her, to y'all. Okay, so I said, for me, it looks like chasing someone or something, like continuously knocking on a door, knowing someone is on the other side, but being shown they don't want to interact, and by continuously knocking, I'm being desperate. And then she said, in response to that, that's such a good metaphor and makes sense. If you're still knocking, doesn't that just mean you want something or are looking for something? Like how Jehovah's Witnesses go to people's homes, it's not that they're desperate, but that they want to show and connect you to you, their savior. And when she like said it like that, I was like, I've never thought about that. I've never thought about, one, to ask myself what being desperate looks like, and then to also think about it that way. And maybe it's because, that's interesting. Like, saying that out again, it's like, that's really interesting. I've never really thought about it like that. That knocking doesn't generally mean that you're bothering, but it's like you want to have a connection. Like when you knock on your friend's door to go inside, it's not like you're being desperate, it's just you want that connection. Wow. I never thought about that. That's wild. That's wild. Wow, that's wild. Yep, another journal entry right there. Which high key I might do, because did I bring it? It's like, dude.
What would your mom let me?
So maybe I might journal back because, ooh, child. What are we doing? Therapy on ourselves? God damn. Wow. I'm really glad I did this today. Another thing that I've really been like, well, so each day I'm aiming to do something for me, right? Each day I'm trying to take a step closer to who I want to be. Because one, it's time for me to like, it's time. It's like, girl, you've seen this vision for so long. But then it's like, oh, I can't tell myself, I can't really like be a negative Nancy in that regard, because as we just heard, life is ass. Life, I mean, not life itself, but like the systems that we're under, it's trash. So whatever, it's my pace and I'm gonna get there. But in order for me to get there, I should say, in the pace that I need to go at, I just need to do one thing for myself each day. And for me, this looks like doing this podcast. Because, man, I've had this podcast since 2019. And it started off with such, like, vigor. And then life happened, and then I just like forgot about it, but it just felt so weird to come back to it. And each time I thought about it, I was like, no, this is who I want to be, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to contribute. So not being able to do that for a while kind of like did something with my self-trust, and I'm trying to build back that. I'm trying to build back me being able to trust myself, and I'm doing that by showing up for myself to do these things. Yeah, so I'm really happy I did this, because it just really reaffirmed me and really really it showed me I can do this. Once I put my best foot forward, and once I do the things that I could control within me trying to get to where I want to get to, I can do it. You can do it. I can do that. So I'm really happy I showed up for myself. Oh, this coffee is so cute. Yeah. I really am happy I did this. I am. Okay, so I think that's my beard. I'm gonna like stare at these trees a little bit. Let me see, I'm gonna show y'all. Let me put the highlights down so you can see what I'm showing y'all. Do y'all see that? Damn. Mother Nature really be doing her thing, man. She's really that goal. She's that goal. I'm trying to be that goal too. But yeah, thank you for listening to my podcast, y'all. Thank you for like all the kind words that I get from friends and strangers. I'm like, damn, you like me, huh? You like me. You like this. Y'all don't understand the appreciation that I feel when y'all like say, oh, I listened, and you know, I like it. Oh, man, it is so nice. Should I take these glasses off so I can see? Oh, yes. Oh, it's nice. So yeah, I'm gonna sit here for a while and bask in this. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to rate it on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and check out my website. It's on my Instagram bio, HAKNEEFAHG. You see a picture of me, Hanifa. You can follow, my God, is it me? You can follow my podcast. Man, the words are like really not coming out now. My podcast page at Behind Closed Doors Podcast. And check out the website there too. It's on that link as well. Let's see, what else do I want to say? What resonated the most with you? I want to do like more community engagement. So I think I'll ask at the end what resonated with you. Let's start with it. What resonated with you in this conversation with myself? Peace, y'all.